Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Brought, and this is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. Thank you for tuning in on tonight. At this time, we want to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus, and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for how you've been so good to us. We don't deserve your goodness nor your mercy, but we thank you for what you've done for us, for how you kept us over the week. We thank you for how you took us over the airwaves, how you gave us a smooth flight. We thank you for how you brought us back home safely. We thank you for your mercy and your love. We thank you, Lord, for your omnipotent love. You've been so good and so merciful. We don't even deserve your mercy, but we thank you for all that you've done for us. Now, Lord, we pray that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy, and that you will stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will meet us here today, and let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover tonight. Have thine own way. Let your will be done, Lord. Move, Jesus, while we're praying. Oh, my God, we know you're a deliverer. We know thou art able. Have your way and let your will be done. Blot out of our transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. A life or in our way that shouldn't be. We ask that you move it today. Help us to be what you want us to be. Help us to strive to enter it at the straight gate. Help us, oh Lord. We want to make this journey. We want to go through. We don't want our labor to be in vain, but we want to make this journey, Lord. We are looking to you, depending on you to take us through. No other help we know, Lord. You are our very present help. We are down here waiting on you, Lord. Come to our rescue. Hear our prayer, Lord. Move, Jesus. We pray that you look on the souls of men. Look on every listener tonight. Oh, my God, we pray that you will touch, that you will grant petitions, that you will have mercy today, oh, Lord. Say to the uttermost, look on those souls, all who are listed on the prayer list. We pray that you touch them right now. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover, wash away sins, oh Lord, blot out of transgressions, move in a mighty way, Lord, heal and deliver, Lord, save to the uttermost, Lord. We know you've got the power. You're able to deliver, Lord. You're able, oh Lord. We're depending on you tonight, Lord. Our trust is in you, knowing that you're able to take us through. Look on your people everywhere. Oh, my God, we want you to touch and bless, strengthen and heal. Move, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on all those who are sick and afflicted, those who are battling cancer. We know thou art able, oh, Lord. Touch and heal. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Let thy blood cover, oh, Lord. Move by your Spirit. Take full control in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able today. We are dependent on you, and we are looking to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on those who are hospitalized. Have mercy today. Touch their souls. Save and heal. Forgive and blot out of transgressions. Look on those that are behind bars. We know you're able to deliver. Touch their hearts and minds, oh, Lord. Give them a change of heart that they might live the way you want them to live. Help them to give up their sin. Help them to give their life to you. In the name of Jesus, we're waiting on you. We're depending on you. Lord, we're looking to you. We know you can. can do everything, and we believe it today and take you at your word. Move, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to have your way. Bless this broadcast. Send thine anointing, oh, Lord. Pray that you look on the family. Touch every member of the family. Pray that you will bless, save, heal, and forgive. Blot out of transgressions. Help somebody to give their life to you before it's too late. In the name of Jesus. And we know that thou art able. We pray that you look on every name that is listed on every one of the prayer lists. Touch and heal. Save and deliver. In the name of Jesus. Prayer, we give thanks unto thy name. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, oh Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you for how you blessed us. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us, and we're not worthy of the goodness. Help us to lift you up and give praise unto thy name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. Thank you, oh, Lord. Continue to bless us. Continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the prayer. Thank the Lord once again for this broadcast and how the Lord is blessing. And we want to go right now to the Word of God in the 141st number of Psalms. And it reads, Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God, the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while of that I withal escape. I thank the Lord for the reading of his precious word from the 141st number of Psalm, verse 1 throughout 10. And we thank the Lord for this broadcast once again, and we thank you once again for tuning in and being with us on the Gospel Truth broadcast. We want to say, we want to remember in our prayers that are listed on the prayer list, do you know that prayer changes things and that God can do everything? I know that he can, and I believe that he will. So let us continue to pray, because prayer can get where we cannot go, and prayer changes things. Praise the Lord. Now we want to remember Elder Barry Johnson and his family in prayer, the bereaved family. Glory to God. And we want to remember Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasanga, Ventria Blackshear, Sister Bereed May family, Sister Rosetta Lee, Reese Williams, and we also want to continue to pray for Sister White and her family and Mother Marshall and her family. We want to pray for Darla Merle, Sheree Freeman, who lost her husband, Jonathan West, Evangelist Patty Jones, Deacon Alexander Jones, and Pastor Jackson's brother. And we know that God is able to save, heal, and forgive. He's able to raise them up that are sick. He's able to heal from cancer. And God is able to regulate the mind. God can do all of these things if we just put our trust in him and look to him, because he is a miracle worker. Praise the Lord. At this, we don't plan to be before you that long, but we want to go to the word of God, and we know that God's word is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory to God, piercing between the marrow and the bone. God can do everything. He can heal and he can deliver. Glory to God. Let's go to the book of Galatians. And you'll find that in the New Testament, the 5th chapter. That's Galatians, the 5th chapter. And it's a very familiar passage of scripture. And we're going to go to this in verse 1. That is Galatians 5:1. And I want to encourage my brothers and sisters and everyone that believe and know that God is able to take them through. I want to encourage you tonight to stand fast. The word of God says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. I believe this was Paul, and he was speaking to the Galatians. And he began to go on down to the 22nd verse, and he said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, no law. So, my brothers, I want to say to you, stand fast. My sisters, I say to you today, hold fast to sound words. Glory to God, when Satan comes with all kinds of fallacies, I want you to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free. You see, it was Christ that made us free. It was not the law that made us free. And when God puts that love down on the inside, there is no law against love. There's nothing wrong with loving a person. There's nothing wrong with treating the person right. There's nothing wrong with having faith in God. There is nothing wrong for being gentle. Glory to God. For being meek and being long-suffering. There is no law against it. So glory to God. I tell you that God is able to keep you from falling. If you continue to stand and trust in the Lord, take God at his word, because his word will not fail. The Bible lets us know the word of God shall stand forever. Hallelujah. That's why we stand on the word of God. The Bible says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, because we were once in bondage and we were tied up, wrapped up, tangled up in sin, but the Lord untangled us. He unwrapped us and filled us with his precious Holy Ghost and gave us the mind to want to serve him and love him and keep his commandments. Glory to God. That's why we press our way. We strive to enter in at the straight gate because narrow is the way. Glory to God. We want to be on that straight path, that path that leads to heaven, because there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Glory to God. We don't want to go that way, but we want to go God's way. That is the right way. When you go by the word of God and do what thus saith the Lord and do what this word tells you to do, you will be able to stand fast. You will be able to maintain your uprightness in the Lord. Glory to God. You have to get a grip on your salvation and hold it fast. Don't let nobody come between you and God. Don't let your family, don't let your loved ones, your husband or wife or children, don't let any of them come between you and your Lord and your salvation. You have to hold fast to what God has done for you and see that no man take your crown, because we are living in terrible times. And Satan has come down. Glory to God. He has come down. And he's trying to snatch up everybody, Lord. And he doesn't want anybody that name the name of Christ to enter into the kingdom of God. He's trying to get as many people as he can to fall. He's trying to get as many people on his side. But we got to stand fast and hold to the word of God and maintain our uprightness in God. And God will help us. He will take us through. He'll give us power to resist the devil. The Bible says resist the devil and he shall flee from you. You got to fight the devil back. No, we don't fight this fight no more. We don't fight with our hands. We don't fight with our tongue. But we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's how we fight the devil. Glory to God. He cannot stand the word of God. He hates the word of God. He'll try to take the word of God and twist it up, turn it around. Glory to God. He's a deceiver and a liar. Glory to God. He wants none of us to make it into the kingdom of God. But you got to be determined to hold fast to God. Hold fast to the word of God. Stand firm on your salvation and what God has for you. Don't let nobody take your crown, because that's what the devil wants. I heard Paul when he said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, they have laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And not only for me, but for all those that love the Lord. Do you love the Lord today? Do you love him? Glory to God. If you love him, he has a crown of righteousness that awaits you. If you hold on and endure unto the end. The Bible is telling us that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. The race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to him that shall endure unto the end. That's why we got to stand fast and hold fast to our salvation, to the word of God, that we may enter into the kingdom of God. I want to go there. How about you? This is not my home down here. This is just a land down here. I'm just passing through. I'm a stranger and a pilgrim down here, but I'm passing through, but I'm trying to make heaven my home. Glory to God. Come here and stay. We're going to leave here one day, but our soul's got to be right with God. Everything that is not like God, we have to get rid of it and let it go. Hallelujah. Take the good and stand on that good. Hallelujah. Get rid of the evil. Forsake your way and turn unto the Lord. Let the Lord deliver your soul. Let God work it out for you. Whatever your situation is, let God work it out. He can work it out. He can fix it. He knows what you're going through. He knows all about it. Give it to the Lord. Let him work it out for you. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Don't go back to envy. Don't go back to deceit. Don't let the devil take you to revelings and drunkenness and murders. You know, no murders have eternal life abiding in them. But you can receive life if you give it over to Jesus. Give your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. Give your all unto the Lord, and he will work it out. Glory to God. We thank God for his word on tonight. We are not going to hold you up tonight, but we just wanted to leave that thought with you. Stand fast. Whatever you are going through, remember, God can help you to get through it. He is able to keep you from falling. He is holding us in the palm of his hand, and no one can pluck us out. God knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. So let us look to the Lord, trust in him to take us through, to keep our souls, and we can make this journey. If we just continue to stand on the word of God, stay in the word. Don't get out of the word, but stay right there. And sometimes it's going to take fasting and praying to stay. If you do that, God will make a way. We thank God for his word. There may be somebody out there, you may feel a little weak or a little downcast, or you need deliverance or healing or whatever it is. God is here to save, heal, forgive, and deliver. If you want to be saved, he can save you. Just receive the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, O Lord. We pray that you look upon us, that you look on your people everywhere throughout this land, O Lord. Help your people to stand fast. Help your people to go through, Lord. Help them, O Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able. Help them to look to you and trust in you and your word. Your word is true tonight. Help us to go through. Help us to stand, oh Lord. Oh, my God, those souls that want to be saved, we pray that you have mercy on them. Look on them, oh Lord. Save them to the uttermost. Somebody want to be healed. We pray that you will heal, oh Lord. Deliver tonight, oh Lord. You know all about it. You know, Jesus. You know how to deliver, Lord. Oh, my God, you know how to fix it. And you can heal. You can work a miracle. Do it today, oh Lord. Blot out the transgressions. Let sins be forgiven, oh Lord. Oh, my God, somebody who is in trouble, we know you're able to get them out of trouble. You're able to fix that situation. Make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus, you're a way maker and a door opener. We trust you today, and we believe you, Lord. We take you at your word today. Help us, oh Lord. Oh, my God, go with us and stand by us. Ever lead us on into righteousness. Help us to do that which is right and pleasing in thy sight. We pray that you will save the unsaved, that you will heal the sick, that you will deliver the bound, that you would forgive sins today. We know you're able. Doesn't matter what type of sin, we know you're able to forgive all sin and cast them in the day, O Lord. Be merciful. Give strength to the weak. Deliver them that are bound. Save to the uttermost. And we say thank you today, Lord. We thank you in faith. We believe you in faith today, Lord. We believe you for the prayers. We believe you, Lord, for our requests. And we thank you, Lord. Continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We hope that you have gained some type of consolation through the Word of God. And we thank God for this broadcast once again. At this time, I want to say that, Lord willing, we will be back on Wednesday night at the Gospel True Prayer Mission, East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. We will be there for prayer. And if you're in the area and you would like to come and be with us in prayer, feel free to do so. And we'll be back here again on this broadcast at the same time, 7 p.m. on Sunday night, Lord willing. We thank everyone who has tuned in, and we're asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through, we ask that you pray for us, that the Lord will continue to bless this ministry. And if that's it, if we have any ministers on the line that would like to give remarks, you may do so at this time. And you can dial in at 701-802-5175. Once again, if we have any ministers or evangelists on the line that would like to give remarks, you can dial that number and be on the line to give your remarks. God bless you. Praise the Lord. If not, we thank the Lord for those who have tuned in on today. And at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Sunday night, 7 p.m. Good night. Mm-hmm.